亲爱的天父，我们向你献上赞美和感谢。
Heavenly Father, we want to present you our praises and thanks.
你是那创造宇宙万物的神。
You are the creator of everything.
你也是以慈爱恩待我们的神。
You also have mercy on us.
唯有你是配得我们称颂的。
You are worthy of our praises.
我们单单要来敬拜和感谢你。
We come to give you thanks and worship you.
求神赐给我们谦卑受教的心。
You grant us a humble heart and teachable heart.
能够明白你的话语。
That we can understand your word.
让你的话成为我们脚前的真路上的光。
So your word can be the light to our path, lamp to our feet.
我们恳求圣灵来充满我们。
We ask the Holy Spirit come and fill us.
恩膏你仆人的口。
Anoint our lips.
也赐福翻译的弟兄。
Also bless the one doing the translation.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
This we pray in Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们有一段时间没有见面了哈，我还看到一些熟悉的脸孔，带着笑容，谢谢你们。
It's been a while since I've been here, but I still see some familiar smiling faces.
我有一个多月在中国有短宣。
I had a short-term mission, spent a month in China.
我们今天要来从一个蒙上帝所赐福的人，他的生命是怎么样的表达出在活在世上的一个生命的表达。
Today we shall consider a blessed life and how that life lived out.
还记得我们曾经讲过拿二米跟路德吗
？I wonder if you still remember we spoke on Naomi and Ruth before.
我们今天要把最佳男主角介绍出来。
But today we shall introduce the main actor of the story.
我曾经在台湾牧会的时候
，When I had my ministry in Taiwan.
每一年我们会带领教会的短宣队去澎湖短宣。
Every year we sent a short-term mission team to an island.
每一次我们搭船，我们都是搭船过去，从台南到澎湖。
We have to take the ferry over.
然后我很喜欢在甲板上来看那个船，船开过去的时候。后面会有一些的水流。
I always like to stand the back of the boat and watch the wake water that created by the boat.
我们从这个水流或者说尾流，从因为船开过去就叫那个水流就是一个尾流。
Because the water stirred by the propeller of the boat to create a pattern called the wake.
从尾流我们可以看到船只本身的一些事情。
So from the wake pattern, we can learn a lot of the boat.
可以表达出这个驾驶或者这个船本身是不是很非常稳妥的在前进。
It will tell us the condition of the boat, if it's sailing smoothly or not.
我们的生命也是如此。
Same with our lives.
你曾经待过一个地方。或者是一个公司、一个学校，或者是一些的地方。
You may have spent some time in a place, no matter it's your workplace, organization, or your school.
我们的生命会留下一些痕迹在我们曾经待过的地方。
Our life always leaves some marks behind.
会显出在两个部分。
Usually, revealed in two different aspects of what we have done.
因为人家会很有兴趣，人家也会知道说你工作的果效是怎么样。
Because people will be interested in know the effect of your work.
你到底完成了什么事？
What have you accomplished?
你对别人的影响是什么？
What kind of influence you have left behind others?
也就是你跟人的关系是怎么样的？
What is your relationship with others?
船只的尾流无法隐藏。
Wake water could not be hidden.
我们的生命留下的痕迹也没有办法隐藏。
So the marks we leave behind in our lives could not be hidden either.
你对这个公司单位或者是这个团体留下能够完成什么圆满的结果。
What kind of results have you left behind, no matter which organization you work for or other groups?
这些跟你相处的人，到底你是成为他的祝福还是咒诅？
And those people who have been associated with you, are you their blessings or your curse to them?
我们的生命在神的里面也必须来思想，我们是属于神的，我们到底在我们的生命的痕迹里面留下些什么？
We belong to God. We also must examine what kind of marks have we left behind.
我们来看波阿斯这个神所赐福的人。
So let's turn to Boaz, the man blessed by God.
他的名字是迅速活泼力量在他里面。
Boaz, this word actually means quickness or swiftness.
我们都知道名字是很有意思的。
The names are interesting.
当父母亲在为你或者你的长辈在为你叫这个起名字的时候，一定有它的象征的意义在里头。
So whenever a name is chosen, there is a reason behind it.
在圣经说他是一个有能力的大财主。
The Bible says Boaz is a capable and a wealthy man of withstanding.
今天我们要从他的生命形态里面来看到他真是一个名副其实的人。
So today we shall learn from his life story to know that he actually lived out what his name says.
韦约翰曾经在一本书里面讲到说，圣灵的目的是要让我们的人格更加的完美。我们要了解神的心意以及神希望我们成为怎样的一个人，或者是完成什么工作，也就是当我们能够按着神的心意来活的时候，其实就是对我们是最美好的一个，也是最能够把我们的生命表达出来的。
John White, in his book, Changing from the Inside, once said, "The goal of the Holy Spirit is to perfect our character and to help us understand His purpose to become a certain kind of person." And carry out certain kind of tests.
现在人都很希望能够成功。
Man all wants to be successful.
基督徒的成功跟所谓没有信主人成功到底有什么不一样？
Do we define as Christians success in the same way as the secular people?
在神的眼中。
In God's eye.
成为合神心意，成为一个对的人，比所谓世上的成功更加重要。
To be a man after God's heart is more important than to be a successful person from a secular viewpoint.
而家庭就是我们最早的一个开始，塑造我们性格的起点。
And also, family is the beginning to mold our character.
我们都承认家庭对我们有一些影响吧，不止一点吧。
We all know that our family has some influence on us.
所以我们当中有没有这个为人父母亲的？举手一下，你是做人，你现在已经是父母亲的。
So how many people here are parents?
你知道你的孩子就是一块田地，让你来栽种。
You know that your children are like a field, so you can plant in it.
你会栽种什么给他们呢？
What type of crops do you plant in that field?
这个会影响他们一生。
That will influence all their lives.
但我们也知道，当我们信主之后
，So when we become Christians,
在基督里的生命是会更新改变的。
Our life in Christ will be changed, renewed.
但今天我们要谈到波阿斯的时候，我们要回到他的先祖。
So today, when we talk about Boaz, we need to turn back to his ancestors.
波阿斯的祖先当中很有意思。
They're very interesting the characters that exist in Boaz's family.
他有一个女祖先叫做塔玛。
He has a female ancestor called Tamar.
他跟他的公公生下了孩子。
Tama and his father-in-law had an incestual relationship in Boaz's trial.
然后有一个拉合。
And also Rahab.
Oh, 哎，怎么？哦，哎 ，Hello. 我用用那个外面用好不一样的，因为我的电脑跟后面的控制不太一样。好，我们看到这里有一个拉格，她是耶利哥城的妓女，可是她同时也是一个信心的英雄。OK， 我喜欢动来动去哈。
So Rahab is one of the Boaz's ancestors, female ancestors.
她也是一个信心的英雄，因为她救了两个探子。
She's also the one that Jericho, who saved the two spies from Israel.
在这样子家庭长大，孩子会是怎么样呢？
So how would a person, a child, grow up in such family become?
我们相信他的祖先，两个女祖先带来很好的信心的影响力。
I believe that both female ancestors brought him a good example of faith.
我们看到弥赛亚的谱系里面就有这些人的名字。
So these people all appear in the genealogy of the Christ, Messiah.
所以个人或世代都不是单独存在的。
Individual and generations do not exist in isolation.
我们是不是虔诚会把那个属灵的影响力给了后代？
Are we pious or not? Well, we will, the way we behave will also influence our next generation.
诗篇九十篇曾经说：“神，你世世代代做我们的居所。”
Psalm 90 says, "God will be our dwelling place throughout generations."
神是世世代代的神，以至于我们每一个人就像那个沙漏一样，都会经过这个历史的轨道里面。
We also like沙漏，
就是那个时间的那个
hourglass. We like hourglass will pass through generations. We receive heritage of generations passed down to us.
我们是谁，以及我们怎么活，会影响我们的后代。
So who we are and how we live will influence our next generation.
你在一些关键的时刻如何处理一些事情
？How you handle crisis
也会影响到你的后代。
Will influence affect your children.
在清教徒的时代
，In the Puritan age.
有一天有一个这些新移民。的村庄，所有男人都出去了。
So in a village, all men went to work.
留下一些妇女跟儿童。
Left behind, women and children.
然后印第安人来了，就把所有的妇女儿童都掳掠走了。
But Indians came and took captive of all those who left behind.
当中有一个人的祖先，就是一个他的女祖先被绑在那个就是那个树干上，准备要火烧的时候。
So one of the female elder lady of the village was tied on the stake and ready to be burnt to death.
这位女祖先就把这个森林当成她法国教堂的，就是在法国大教堂里面，她在唱赞美诗。
So while she was at the stake, ready to be executed, she looked at the forest in front of her and pretend that was the cathedral in France.
看来似乎危险逼近了。
In facing this disastrous event.
在那个最危急的时刻，他竟然开始唱起赞美诗歌来。
At that moment of crisis, she started singing and praising God.
然后声音回响得很远。
There was an echo that could be heard for distance.
以至于那一些男人听到她的歌声，跑到了这个要火烧的地方。
Her voice, singing voice, reached to the men who were working the field. They came and rescued her.
所有的妇女跟儿童都被拯救了。
And all the women and child, the children were rescued.
所以每一个人会对你的后代产生美好属灵的影响力。
So every man, every person will influence your next generation in your spiritual affair.
波阿斯在一个充满了信心的祖先当中成长。
Boaz grew up in such an environment of faith.
以至于他能够在弥赛亚的家谱里面出现。
That's the, one of the reasons why he appeared in the genealogy of Messiah.
我们要看到他为什么那么大的得到神的恩典跟福分。
We need to understand why he was blessed so much by God.
我们来从他跟神之间的关系来认识这个人。
So we should see the relationship between him and God.
他是一个认识神的人。
He's a man who knows God. Knew God.
他知道他所敬拜、所相信的神是怎样的神。
He also was very aware of the God who he worshipped.
他知道神是独一的真神。
He knew that the God he worshipped was the only God.
是创造者。
And the only creator.
所以他敬畏神。
So he feared him.
他也遵守神的律法。
He also obeyed his law.
神学家巴克他曾经说过，认识神是有人力来为神工作的。
J.I. Parker, the theologian, says, the one who knows God, who knows God, are capable of doing God's work.
他能够开放麦田给穷人来拾取麦穗。
Boaz was willing to open his field for the poor to glean.
而且他对路德承诺是竟然一天就完成了。
He's also very swift in carry out his promises to Ruth within one day.
认识神对神会有伟大的思想。
But those who know God will also have keen insight on God.
我们从路德记二到四章里面看见，他知道这位神是与你同在的神，是赏赐福气给你的神，也是赐给是一个永活的神。
From Ruth 2, we learn that God is the one who repays and rewards and bless.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们真正认识神，我们真是会有大无畏的勇气。
Third, those who truly know God will demonstrate great courage.
我们看到波阿斯竟然娶了一个外邦，而且是以色列人瞧不起的摩押女子。
Here we see Boaz married a foreign girl, a person pagan and despised by the Jews.
而且他非常很有勇气的对路德有称赞的言语。
Boaz also have the courage to admire and praise Ruth.
他勇敢地表达爱，不就是能够说出口。
He courageously expressed his love through his words.
我所谓的爱是他的欣赏哈。我们都知道，这个有时候我们的有时候就是有一些人比较不轻易把你对你的配偶或者对你所爱的人表达出来。
Some people have hard time expressing their love toward their loved ones or their spouse.
我们今天读的经文当中，他说你对路德说你所做的事情我都知道。
In today's verses we read, Boaz was very much aware of what Ruth had done in her life.
我们看到一个认识神的人，也是在神里面有极大的满足。
Lastly, we see that a person who knows God is also great satisfaction in that relationship.
我们看到长老们在第四章十一、十二节的时候，对波阿斯的祝福就可以看得出来。
This is borne out by all the blessings and people gave, elders gave to Boaz in at the end of chapter 4.
在诗篇110篇第十节说，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。我们一起来读这一节经文，先用中文。敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，凡是这样行的都是明智的，耶和华该受赞美，直到永远。英文。
Let's read together Psalm 111 verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All who follow his precepts have good understanding. To him belongs eternal praise.
什么是开端呢？
What is the beginning?
在这里说敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
Here it says, fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
你希望成为一个有智慧的人吗？
Do you want to be a man with wisdom?
敬畏神就是智慧的首要。那个开端的意思是首要。
The most important thing is to fear the Lord.
我们的神是当受赞美的。
Our God is worthy to be praised.
箴言22章第四节，我们一起来读：敬畏耶和华，心存谦卑，就得富有尊荣，生命为赏赐。
Proverbs 22 verse 4: Humility and the fear of the Lord bring wealth, honor, and love.
我们神说，当我们敬畏他的时候，把他当成神来荣耀、尊崇他的时候，并且心存谦卑，神说要给我们什么呢？富有，还有呢？尊荣、生命为赏赐，这是神的应许，这是圣经的话语。
So when you treat God as God and worship and honor Him with humility, He will bring you wealth, honor, and life. And that is the promise of God.
如何敬畏神呢？你说我的神是配得敬畏。你知道在旧约里面，敬畏神是非常非常宝贵重要的。
So how do we fear God then?
我们这个时，我们所谓现在的恩典时代，我们常常真的是没有把神当对神的敬畏减少了。
In this so-called dispensation of the grace, we have very much belittled the way we fear God.
如何来敬畏神呢？
So how do we worship God, fear God?
我们要将一切的荣耀给他。
First of all is to give him all the glory.
在罗马书第一章，有讲到说，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，借着所造之物就叫人可以晓得无可推诿。
In Romans first, chapter 1, it says the nature and power of God is quite evident through the magnificent creation of the earth and world.
因为神是创造者，所以我们要把他当得的荣耀跟感谢归给他。
Because God is a mighty creator, therefore we should give him all glory and honor.
什么是罪呢？
What is sin?
罪就是跟神的关系撕裂了。
Sin is to destroy that relationship with God.
如果我们的神是创造我们的神。
If our God is the God who created us.
我们如果把这个荣耀跟感谢归给其他的受造物。
But if we give honor and glory to other creatures, not creators.
这就是什么？这就是得罪神，不承认神。
That is to offend God.
所以我们要敬畏神，最重要，我们要将一切的荣耀归给神。
So the first thing to fear God is to give God all the glory.
而且我们要将生命的主权交托给神。
And also give Him the lordship of our lives.
行他所喜悦的。
To do what pleasing to Him.
很多时候我们信主了。
Frequently, when we become a Christian,
我们都会问一个问题：你心中的宝座坐的到底是神还是你自己
？We often ask the question, "Who is sitting in the throne of your life, yourself or God?"
还是有一些部分我们可以归给神
？Or you only turn over part of your worship to him.
有一些部分我们想要保留，不想放手。
We still reserve a certain portion to ourselves.
我们要将生命的主权全然交托给神。
We must surrender all our lives, lordship to him.
我们如何敬畏神呢？就是要远离邪恶。
The third to fear God is to avoid evil.
在箴言三章七节说：“不要自以为有智慧，要敬畏耶和华，远离恶事。”
Proverbs 3:7 says, "Do not be wise in your own eyes; fear the Lord and shun evil."
有时候我们不知道如何敬畏神。
Frequently, we do not really know how to fear God.
但是另外一个，我们却能够知道。
On the other hand, we know very well
远离恶事
how to shun from evil.
我这一次去中国的时候
this time when I travel in China,
其实很多学生，我们都知道现在的学生，大学生有很多是这个婚前有性关系，或者甚至有同居。
Well, we know very well thatThe college students all have premarital sex relationships.
我就鼓励他们说，你不知道什么叫敬畏神，可是你远离恶事就是敬畏神。
So I'll tell them, if you don't know what fearing of the Lord is, but you can shun from evil, and that is to fear God.
我们知道神造男造女，所以婚姻是一男一女。
We know that God created man and woman, so marriage is between a woman and a man.
我知道在如果在这个台上讲到说这个同性恋不是神所喜悦，可能我不知道会产生什么影响。可是我真要说，当我看圣经的时候，我知道神造男造女，他赐福婚姻是一男一女的。
I don't know the consequences of.Preaching against gay marriage on the pulpit, but I must speak from the scripture, and that God created marriage between a man and a woman.
如果我们不敢把神的心意能够分享出来
，If we do not share the views and will of God,
我们跟世上其他人有什么两样了
？So how are we different from the world?
神告诉我们要远离邪恶。
So God tells us to shun from evil.
敬畏神的人是不容易跌倒，他会在生活上会特别的注意，会保持生活的圣洁。
The one who fears God will not stumble easily in life because he pays attention to a righteous life.
我们看到波阿斯，他顾虑到路德的名声。当这个路德夜晚到打麦场的时候，他并没有占他便宜。
We see here that Boaz cared for Ruth's reputation. He did not take advantage of her.
我们也看到说，当路德说求你用你的衣襟遮盖我，其实那意思有求婚的意思，说你就是你来娶我吧。
When Ruth said, "Cover me with your garment," that has a connotation of a marriage proposal. In other words, marry me, Boaz.
我们知道，其实你如果从他们两个人对话当中，你可以不可以隐隐约约发现，波阿斯其实真的很欣赏路德的。
Through their conversation, I don't know if you can see that Boaz was really a fan of Ruth.
但是他因为遵守神的律法，而且是敬畏神，所以他愿意把这个机会给一个更近的亲属，就是叔叶之亲。
But out of his reverence or obeying the law of Moses, he will give that right to another person who was nearer in to Ruth in their a near relative, the closer to Ruth than Boaz.
我们看到他是一个遵守神的律法的人。
So we see Boaz is also a person who obeyed the law of God.
他开放麦田给穷人。
He opened his field to the poor.
对以色列人来说，遵行神的律法 成为敬畏神的人是他们一生追求的目标。
To the Jewish culture, follow the law of Moses is the goal of their life.
神的恩典和仁义会彰显在那一些愿意遵守神律法的人。
God's grace and power will be upon those who follow His law.
我们看到波阿斯，他是一个服在神话语权柄之下的人。
We see Boaz is the person who surrendered under the authority of God's word.
行事为人，他是照着神的律法而行。
The law of God was the standard of his life.
所以我们看到神透过他在祝福别人。
That's why God blessed other people through him.
我们都知道这一号人物是谁吧
？We all know Jeremy Lin.
他就是我看他的一些故事的时候，我觉得他真的是一个被神，他真的是一个服在神的权柄之下的人。
When we study the life stories of Jeremy, we can easily discover that he is one who surrendered under the authority of God.
他说：“信仰让我在各样的挫折里面能够继续抓住那个梦想来前进。”
He says his faith in God helps him overcome frustration and propels him forward.To make dream come true.
他最喜欢的经文就是罗马书三章，五章三到五节。我们一起先用中文来读。
His favorite verse was Romans 5:3-5.
请你读英文好的，然后我们看中文，然后请他读英文。
We'll just read in English. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, character, hope.Hope does not disappoint us because God has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom He has given us.
所以呢，他遇到挫折跟成功的时候，他都不太受影响。
So he's not really changed much when he was facing either frustrations or success.
他的手腕上有那个他手腕上有那个环，就是说就是为神打球。
He'd wear a wristband which says, "When I play basketball, I play for God."
他的妈妈说，他认为，觉得训练他的儿子的性格比训练他的球技更加重要。
His mother also said, "It is more important to build his character more than his basketball skill."
霍华斯到底有哪些生命的特质值得我们来学习呢
？So what does Boaz have?Or what are the qualities of Boaz's character?
Because we know that he has a relationship with God, he is a person who knows God, he follows the law, and such a person, his life must have different
places. A person who fears God, knows God, and obeys God's law will have a different quality of life.
在路德记第二章二十节，拿米对他的媳妇说：“愿那人蒙耶和华赐福。”你们注意他后面怎么形容他的，因为他不断什么恩待活人跟死人。
In Ruth 20, Naomi was telling Ruth, "The Lord bless him. In other words, bless Boaz. He has not stopped showing his kindness to the living and the dead."
一个从遥远地方几十年没回来的人，竟然听到他的好名声。
The person who returned to country, her own country, after being away for decades, learned of this reputation of Boaz.
我们看到一个人的生命。在甚至在新约执事的选举，的那个就是选召的时候，都有提到要在教外有好名声。
Even in the New Testament, when the qualification of deacons are mentioned, they must have good reputation in their community.
神看重人的生命，更甚于他拥有什么，以及他怎么样，他做了什么。
God values.Character qualities more than capabilities and talents.
我们有时候在社会上这个生存打滚的时候
，when we struggle in our society，
我们这是要求神帮助，我们要常常回到他的话语里面。
We need to pray to God that we will return to His Word often。
我们在神眼中到底是一个怎样的人
？What kind of person are we before God？
更甚于我们的房子有多大，或者我们的孩子有多优秀。
It's more important than how big our houses are, how excellent our children become.
或者我们有多能干。
Or how capable we are.
这不代表说我们不追求卓越。
It does not mean that we should not seek for excellence.
而是我们要先清楚我们是怎么样的一个人。
But we must know first what kind of person.
最重要，在神眼中是怎样的一个人
？Especially what kind of person we are in God's eyes.
我们曾经提过这个波阿斯对路德的一些表达，我们可以看到他在言语跟行动，在明处跟暗中，也在细致，也非常的细致，而且他常用他用造就的话来称赞鼓励路德。
Third character for Boaz is his kindness and caring. That is expressed.In his relationship with Ruth, both in words and deeds, in visible and invisible acts, and also his meticulous and considerate caring for her, and also in edifying and encouraging words for her.
我们知道他名字有一个意思叫大能的财主或大能的人，对不对
？Boaz says, the name also has a meaning of man in great standing.
我们看到他也是一个有充沛爱的能力的人。
Here we also see is a man with a love and strength.
弟兄姐妹，如果神给你丰富
，If God bless you abundantly，
你是不是能够把那个丰富也能够用爱来表达出来呢
？Can you show that blessing of God with love？
他注意到穷人的需要。
We pay attention to the needy, to the need of the poor.
对一个弱势群体，像路德这样的人
，to a marginalized group of people like Ruth.
他竟然注意到他，而且用鼓励的话来安慰、造就他。
He even took notice of her and encouraged and edified her with his word.
不单单是给他拾取麦穗。
Not only let her glean in his field.
你没有看到他有不一样的地方。
There are other things he's done extraordinarily.
有时候我们在教会里面，我们的弟兄姐妹，甚至我们的这些的领袖们，我们也需要给他们很肯定的一些造就、劝勉的话。
As church leaders, we also need to provide edifying and encouraging words to our own congregation.
提格略说：“责任使我们做事称职。我相信我们每一个人都是很有责任感的，但是爱使我们行事完美。”
Someone once said, "Our sense of responsibility makes us work, but our love makes our work perfect."
我们看到波阿斯也是一个谦卑的人。
In addition, Boaz is a man of humility.
上帝的法则是在软弱中成功的造出力量。
God's principle is to bring out strength in weakness.
你还记得保罗怎么讲吗
？Do you remember what Paul once said?
我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫神的刚强复辟我。
I like to boast my own weakness so that in that reveals God's strength.
神不喜悦骄傲的人。
God opposes the proud.
神说他神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
But gives grace to the humble.
我们看到林书豪，他是一个在爱神跟敬畏神的家庭成长，以至于当他，你还记得当很这个媒体的注意力，很多的掌声在他身上的时候，他却把荣耀归给神，然后很多的赞美肯定他的队友。
Jeremy Lin grew up in a God-loving and fearing family, so when the media focused on him, he instead gave glory to God and shared that honor with his teammates.
我们看到波阿斯也是一个有洞察力的人。
Another characteristic of Boaz is that is his vision.
他在第二章第四节的时候，他看到有一个说这个女子是谁，一看到就知道他庄园当中，在那么多拾取麦穗的人，还有那么多的工人当中，竟然发现一个陌生的女子，他都发现了。
He's a very perceptive person because out of all the girls that glean in the field, he took notice of Ruth. So who is this young girl?
一个有眼光的人，他相信神是无所不能的大能者。
A person with keen insight will believe that God is an omnipotent God.
我们相信波阿斯对他的庄园有很好的掌控能力。
We believe that Boaz is very familiar with his field and control his business well.
在杜德记二章十二节说，愿耶和华照你所行的赏赐你，你来投靠耶和华以色列神的翅膀下，愿你满得他的赏赐。
But he also knew Ruth and what she has done by saying in verse 2:12, May the Lord repay you for what you have done, and may you be richly rewarded by the Lord God of Israel.
一个有洞察力的人，他是能够用信心的眼睛来观察世界。
A perceptive person will use his faith in God to examine the world.
弟兄姐妹，我们可不可以用信心的眼睛来看到火车火马呢？
Can we use our faith to see the hill is filled with chariots and fiery horses?
我们是不是能够在困境当中发现机会呢？
Can we discover opportunities at times of trouble?
是不是能够在苦难中来发现神有他的美意？
Can we discern God'spurpose in our suffering.
眼光也包含着乐观跟希望。悲观的人看见每一个机会都有困难，但是一个乐观的人，他却是在每一个困难中发现机会。
The vision also includes optimism and hope. The pessimism sees difficulty in every opportunity, but optimism.Sees opportunity in every difficulty.
在你现在的生活当中，你是不是能够从机会中，从困难或者从一些需要待解决的问题当中发现机会跟恩典呢？
In your life, can you see opportunities at a time of crisis?
有时候上帝好像会在我们的周围创造出一些的一些困难的环境。
At times, God will allow difficulties in our life.
有时候是不好相处的人。
Maybe a person hard to get along.
但是我们要怎么样去面对呢？
How do we face that?
在圣经里面有很多美好的原则。
There are many great principles listed in the Bible.
更宝贵是我们需要安静等候在神面前，把这些带到神面前来祷告寻求。
What's even more precious is we can bring all this before God in prayer.
巴不得我们知道一件事情。
I wish we all know one thing.
我们投靠在神的翅膀下，我们可以满得他的保护跟赏赐。
When we take refuge under the wings of God, we shall receive His protection and blessing.
我们看到波阿斯也是一个非常勤劳的人，他是一个庄园的一个大庄园的财主。
We also see that Boaz is a diligent person. He's a landowner and a rich man.
但是他竟然跟工人一起工作。
But we also see that he worked besides his workers.
你会说现在的 CEO 不用这样做，他只要分责交代下去就好了。
It's not like modern day CEO. He delegates.
我们知道老板有时候就是有榜样的时候。
But a boss who set the example,
其实会带动整个工作的气氛的。
Will set the tone of the entire workplace.
在台湾有一个叫这个郭台铭的人，就是鸿海的CEO， 应该算是老板。
The number one or two richest person in Taiwan, Mr. Guo.
他其实是一个非常勤奋的人。
He's also a man with a diligent man.
你从他的故事里面会知道。
If you study his life story, you will find out.
其实他已经可以享受了，对不对？他有那么多财富。
He owns great wealth. He could just enjoy what he has.
他创造很多工作的机会。
He has created many work opportunities for people.
我们看到波阿斯，他能够。 在他生命里面表达出一种就是勤劳的一个特质。
So Boaz also demonstrated this diligent character in his life.
连主耶稣来的时候，他都说一句话，说：“人子来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人。”Jesus,
when he was on earth, said, "For even Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve."
但是我们也不应该为工作而牺牲家庭跟敬拜神。
So man must live a life of service, help others. But that does not mean that we should sacrifice our family for it.
我们生命是要平衡的生命。
Life must be balanced.
我们来看到波阿斯，他的生命特质里面还有就是一个非常言而有信的人。
Another characteristic of Boaz is that is his honesty and integrity.
当他对路德说：“我必定帮你把这些事完成”的时候，他就照着诺言，然后去完成了。
He is a man of word. When he promised Ruth he will accomplish what he promised, he will carry it out.
你知道，在商业企业里面。
In the business world,
诚信是一个非常重要的一个生命的特质。
Integrity is a very important character.
特别在早期，这个电脑跟很多不是那么发达的时候。
Especially in the early ages of this computer generation.
有时候常常用一句口头的话。
There's a saying in those days.
格里汉牧师曾经说：“诚信正直凝聚我们生活和侍奉的方式。我们必须不断努力来常保持正直、完整无缺。”他说：“如果说我们失去财富，我们的确在这段时间会有艰难。我相信很多人可能还在还那个房贷，有的人可能还要供孩子读书，对不对？啊，就说财务上有时候吃紧，特别是这个没有工作的时候。” 但是我们知道有一天这些都会回来，失去财富没有损失什么，可是失去健康，可能我们身上，我的家人当中有人因为癌症，所以需要做一些，就是把器官割掉的这个处理。有时候你会损失身上的一些的东西，但是失去品格就全部都丧失。Sorry.
Dr. Billy Graham once said, "Honesty, integrity are the essence of our lives and ministry. We must always work to or seek to protect them. Losing wealth is no big loss because one day we may gain them back. Losing health may only affect part of our bodies if we lose an organ or something, but losing character is losing it all."
我们看到波阿斯正直到不愿去侵害别人的权利。
We see Boaz, in his honesty and integrity, will not rob other people of their rights.
他很喜欢路德。
He was very fond of Ruth.
但是在路德记3章13节，他却说有一个人比我更近，也就是有一个人比我更近可以有这个权利先来娶你。
But in Ruth 3:13, he said there was another guardian, redeemer of our family that is closer related to you than me. Therefore, he ought to have the first right of refusal.
我们知道这个社会上有些的观念是认为你可以踩着别人上去的。
In this world, we sacrifice others in order to get ahead.
我们行事为人要与属蒙的恩相称。
But as Christians, our life must match with our faith.
如果有一些手段并不是圣经神所喜悦的，我们就不应该行。
The end does not justify means, especially when that means is against biblical principle.
曾经在美国做过一个调查。
There was a survey in the United States.
他们就调查说，一个就是被关在监狱的，他的祖先上溯到200年，到那个就是清教徒的时代。
A survey of a person whose ancestor or trace ancestor back to the Puritan age 200 some years ago.
另外一个是一个国会议员。
Another was a congressman.
然后发现在国会议员的这个族谱是五月花号，就是那个做那个五月花号。就你们都知道，那个时候不是有来自欧洲的移民做那个什么清教徒做什么？
也
对对，他的祖先当中就有人是就是这一批非常近前的清教徒。
A congressman whose ancestor was one of the passengers on Mayflower who came to the United States.
你知道在200年多。
After 200 some years,
这个国会议员他们家族里面有产生不少的牧师，还有甚至有产生副总统，有产生一些国会议员，产生一些对社会很有帮助的人。
So after this 200 years, there were people out of this family who became a congressman, a vice president, many other people who benefit the society.
那这个被关在监狱里面的人，他的家族中有很多就是犯法，然后有一些就是很就是对社会造成很多一些不好的影响。
On the other hand, this prisoner, through his 20 some years, 200 years of family tree and trace, to find out there were many criminals in that family.
我们看到一个敬畏神的家族或者一个敬虔的家庭。
Of God-fearing family,
他们的生命充满了一个正直的一个生命的表达。
Will show the integrity and honesty in their lives.
我们来看到，托阿斯是一个能够果断的做决策，而且是，他清楚要做什么时候，他就很快的。在路德记第四章第九节第十节的时候，你看到他跟这个路德之前就讲完话，说我今天必办为你办这些事的时候，他婆婆那个拿厄米也说，哎，他今日必要办成这事的时候，他就立刻到城门口，然后立刻把一些长老十个长老请过来，然后就路德记四章九节到第十节，你直接念英文四章九节十节就好了。
When we see that.Another characteristic of Boaz is he's a very decisive person. And in Ruth 4:9-10, it says, when Boaz decided to do things for Ruth, he immediately carried out his plans. He went to the city gate and gathered 10 elders and told them what he must do in order to accomplish that task.
我们如果清楚神的旨意要我们做什么，
If we know the will of God for us,
我们应该有破釜沉舟的决心去做。
We must have the determination to carry the task out, irregardless of consequences.
我们看波阿斯，他的名字中有一个就是敏捷的意思。
As we said before, Boaz, one of Boaz's name is the meaning is swiftness.
在路德记三章十八节，婆婆说：“女儿啊，你只管安坐等候，看这事怎样成就。因为那人今日不办成这事，必不休息。”
In Ruth 3:18, Naomi said to Ruth, "Wait, my daughter, until you find out what happens. For that man will not rest until that matter is settled today."
我们看到在第四章的时候，他就完成那件事。
So in chapter 4,
一天之内
，Boaz within one day's time.Accomplished what he was set out to do.
一个有效率的人，他是能够充分利用机会与才能，而且是能够按着神的心意快速的去做。
So in addition to being decisive, Boaz is also efficient, and he will use all his resources to get his take advantage of all his resources and get things done in a timely manner.
我们有一天都在神的台前要交账。
One day we'll all be called before the throne of God.
我们有做工的那个部分。 就是我们在地上的工，就是我们是不是按着神的心意而行？
To lay out all our life accomplishment, have we done what God has intended for us to do?
神会按着我们所行的称赞我们。God
will reward us according to what we have done.
圣经也说，做工的果效要随着我们。
And all the fruits of your work will follow you.
你在启示录会看到很多上帝。
In the book of Revelation, you will see plenty of God's blessing.
我们看到他也是一个有勇气的人。
Lastly, Boaz is also a courageous person.
勇气并不是有勇无谋的，也不是凭血气之勇。
Courage is not something emotional with strength without plan.
勇气其实是在恐惧当中经过祷告之后所凝聚而来的力量。
Someone said, courage is the cumulative force originated after praying in fear.
我说过他娶了一个在他们族人来看似不适合婚嫁的女子。
I mentioned before, Boaz married Ruth, who was despised by his countrymen.
他是一个遵守神律法的人。
But he is the one who obeys the law of God.
我们看到他的勇气就显明在他对路德的爱跟照顾里面。
In this act, that may backfire on him demonstrate his courage in marrying Ruth.
弟兄姐妹，生命的宽广度是跟勇气成正比的。
The horizon of your life is in direct proportion to your courage.
英国神学家约翰纽曼说，不要惧怕有一天我们的生命会结束，乃是要惧怕我们的生命从来没有开始过。John
Newman, the theologian, the British theologian, once said, "Do not be afraid that one day your life will end, but be afraid when that life has never started."
我会鼓励当中，特别是如果你的年纪，我不能说年纪，如果你还够年轻的话，你觉得你自己还是年轻人，有些事情你很想去尝试，也许是你很久的梦想。我会鼓励，如果你祷告清楚，你那个感动一直都在的话，不要怕，就去尝试。I
encourage you, young people, if there's something that you move to do or God encourage you to do, do not be afraid. Go do it.
并不是说如果我今天年纪已经比较年长，我就不能够去尝试我一直很想做的事情。
That doesn't mean that your elderly people shouldn't try new things either.
求神帮助我们。
May God help us.
能够在各样生命的品质、品格上，能够按着他心意来形成。
That we may seek various good qualities, characters in our life.
我们看到波阿斯，他是一个认识神、敬畏神，并且是遵守神律法的，以致神透过他，神赐福给他，他是一个蒙福的人，以致他也成为很多人生命的祝福。
We see Boaz is a man who knows God, follows God, and obeys God. And therefore, God blessed him and also others through him.
你看到神的赐福从一个个人到家庭，到国家，到民族，到整个人类。
And that's how God operates, from a person, expand his love and blessing to the family, from a family to a whole nation, from a whole nation to whole mankind.
我们看到耶稣基督从这个家庭诞生。
Jesus Christ was born into this family.
弟兄姐妹，很多时候我们必须 看一看我们的尾流是什么个样子。
We must often examine the wake pattern that we leave behind.
是不是有些人可以在我们的尾流悠闲的划水？
Could people take advantage of our wake pattern to enjoy water skiing?
我们是否能够让别人因着我们的生命而能够有美好的祝福而微笑？
Could we bless other people through the things we've done in our life?
还是我们让别人这个痛苦连连，然后甚至真的伤痕累累。
All our things we leave behind will cause other people to struggle with in pain and with scars.
求神来赐福我们。
May God bless us.
透过他自己的话语来学习认识神、敬畏神、遵行神的律法。
Through His word, we learn how to know Him, to fear him and to follow or obey his
law. 让我们生命成为祝福别人的生命。
So our lives can be a blessing to the people around us.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our head.
我们每一个人为你自己的生命，也为你的家庭来祝福。
Let's ask blessings for our own lives and our family.
爱的天父，我们感谢你，求神你帮助我们，常常来省察我们生命的光景。
Graciously Heavenly Father, we ask you to help us to examine our lives.
我们是否竭力追求认识你
？Are we striving to know you?
当我们更认识你的时候，我们就知道我们神是伟大的神。
When we know you more, we discover how great you are.
当我们敬畏你的时候，我们就知道你的恩典能力要覆庇我们。
When we fear you, we know that your power and grace will cover us.
在你没有难成的事。
There is nothing impossible for you.
帮助我们用你的话语来成为我们生活的准则。
We ask that you help us to make your word the standard of our lives.
让我们的生命呈现出认识基督的馨香之气。
So our lives will get the fragrance of knowing Christ.
成为别人的祝福。
And we become blessings to others.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
This we pray in Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢神。